Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray. Thank you for tuning in, y'all. We're almost at 100 plays, and I'm just so grateful for you guys tuning in and sticking with me. And I know I've been making a kind of like a little shift in our podcast a little bit. I've been dropping more spiritual gems and soulful gems and really making sure that we have our foundation filled so that we can show up as our best selves. So I appreciate you tuning in with me, y'all. I know I used to post every Tuesday for y'all, and it's been busy, y'all. Like, I really tried to post it, but I've been with my toddler and between me trying to get ready for the new baby. It's been a lot, but just know, y'all, I'm always thinking about y'all. I'm always making sure that I'm putting podcasts together, and I may not post on Tuesdays, but I really try to make sure I post once a week. So thank you for being faithful listeners. Make sure you turn that subscription bell on so that you can get a notification when I do drop it. But today we're going to get into something that's really good. Y'all excuse me too, because I'm kind of out of breath, y'all. I'm almost at 33 weeks and y'all know how that goes. But we're going to push through this thing, and thank you for giving me great snippets. So yeah, so on Sunday I went to church and I heard a great sermon about faith. And as I was sitting there, I really felt like it was for me. And I wanted to share the message and how I'm going to use my faith to do more. Okay? So I'm learning how to grow my faith so that it can be bigger than my fears. And I press on. Because oftentimes, I know for me personally, I don't know about you, but I get stuck on what I'm seeing in the moment. And I'm just like, like, Lord, you said. But sometimes, you know, we get carried away of like wanting that popcorn reward versus that long-term reward. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you don't know, I am a Christian. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I am a postpartum coach. And for me, faith is about learning to trust God and believing in the vision He has for my family and myself. So as a woman, CEO of my home, I have to make sure that my husband and I are aligned with our vision so that we can see it coming to fruition in due time with our family. But I also have to know I have to have a vision for myself, because what's good if I don't have anything for me and I'm just giving it all away? So I always hold on to that as well. I know it can be hard to hold on to that faith when we're surrounded by fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of being judged by others. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to live your life in fear. There is a way out, y'all. You don't have to stay at it. Say fear. Look, just wipe your hand away from the fear, okay? We're moving past that. We are going big and we're not settling. Because you don't want to get to the end of your life and always, you know, be like, I would have, should have, could have. When you can say you did it, okay? Maybe things don't always turn out in the process that you imagine it to be. And that's okay. I know that I've experienced that. But I know that better has come from those things. And always looking at the bright side of things. And always dwelling on what didn't happen. So one way I have found to stay focused on my faith and not be overwhelmed by fear is to practice having an attitude of gratitude. I know it's so cliche, y'all, but it's so true. Like, your perspective can make or break you. So when I'm feeling overwhelmed by fear or anxiety, I take a few moments to pause and think about three things that I'm grateful for. Doing this helps me remember that my life isn't just random occurrences, but part of a bigger plan and something greater than myself, y'all. And I also think about the good things as well. Like, not even just about what I'm grateful for, but just like the good things that I've gained in the past couple months, or just reminding myself, for example, like when my toddler is being a toddler, it's just like remembering like that is temporary. It's not going to be forever. And so just finding that way to be solution oriented too in those moments of saying, okay, if he's having a meltdown, how can I comfort him? Versus me becoming overwhelmed, or how can I slow down and be more patient? Just really challenging myself as well when I have those attitude of gratitude, because that perspective is everything. And you always have to make sure that you fill yourself up with good energy, because I know sometimes you're going to surround yourself with people who don't see things in that way. It's so easy to be negative, but when you're trying to be positive, it's a fight every day, and that's why you have to fill yourself up with gratitude. Yes. Another way to stay focused and stay rooted in faith is to keep your focus on what's possible. We tend to get stuck on what's in front of us, but it's important to remember that what you see isn't the end of the story. Believe in the vision and start believing in yourself. And sometimes the things that we think are possible are things that we daydream about, things that we're always thinking about, or like, oh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could go on vacation. I wish I could have this amount of money. I wish I could be debt free. I wish I can just live a life that I really want to be happy about. Those things that you think about, they're possible. So don't ever negate that and think, oh, that can't happen for me. It can happen for you. Regardless of what you think, what you feel, remember that if I'm thinking about it, if it's on my heart, it can happen. I just have to stay rooted in my faith and keep focused and making sure that you believe in that vision. Go back to that vision daily if you need to remind yourself, because you are planting seeds. Every thought is a seed planted, and it can come into fruition if you allow it to. And my last thing to help you keep your faith and knowing that it's bigger than your fears, I want to encourage you to take a risk. Be brave in the face of fear. How many times have we missed out on amazing opportunities because we were too scared? Fear can be paralyzing, but also incredibly motivating. Embrace what scares you and dive in head first. So one cool thing I want to give you guys is it's almost been a year since I left teaching and I became a full-time stay-at-home mom working on my business. And within that time frame, I've grown so much, and I would love to share it with you guys if you're interested. But as I was reflecting, I realized that I did not let fear keep me from moving where God wanted me to be or where my heart wanted to be. I wanted to be spending more time with my son. I wanted to be present in my home. I wanted to be able to live at a slower pace. And at first it was hard, so don't get me wrong. So when you do have those moments of faith or fear, that pivot might be hard. It might not look ideal. But once you keep going towards it and you get there, it's going to be rewarding. And I've gained so much from this journey the past year. And I can only imagine where I'm going to be in a couple years. Just being able to drop gems for you guys on the podcast and see my son growing and learning the Montessori style, which I love, y'all. That's another topic, though. But it's also like, yes, and I'm also being able to welcome our new little bundle who's coming soon and just living life where I picture. And I'm not saying what I envisioned fully happened, but what I'm saying is I did get a good reward and it's worth it. And sometimes we can not be okay with what we were given, but what we're given is a piece of what we prayed for. And I want you to know that don't let fear keep you. Take that leap of faith. And sometimes faith requires planning. So don't just do things on a whim. But just know that don't let fear and overthinking keep you from moving forward with the things that you have wanting to do. Especially if you're a mom. I know we're busy. Well, I don't really call myself busy. I say productive, because that's way different from being busy, because we don't just be doing stuff. You have a purpose of what you're doing. And I want you to know that you can be and do what is on your heart. No matter where you are right now, you can start today. Okay? I know it may be tough, but I'm rooting for you because you got this. And if you ever need words of encouragement, feel free to subscribe to my email list on my website or follow me on Instagram at balancemotherhood_. And you will have the tools, you will gain the tools to work towards it if that's what you want. Okay? The choice is yours, whether you choose to live in faith or stay in fear. I'm a living proof that faith is possible, but it takes hard work. It takes hard work and dedication. Live life with an open heart and mind and trust that the best is yet to come. Start believing the vision and take a leap of faith. Until next time, I'm signing off. And make sure you subscribe, leave a review, screenshot this and tag me in it on Instagram and your story if you listen all the way to the end. And I will talk to y'all next week. Love you guys.